Hello and welcome. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me again this week here from Moneyline. Again, a big show, a fun show coming at you this week. We have the markets, the GDP, we have earnings, we have big tech numbers coming up. We have the race to 40K. Who gets there first, Bitcoin or Dow Jones Industrial Average? We're talking biotech stocks, great opportunity right now to pull back. We're taking your stock questions and sports are back, how to play that. All coming up right now on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, folks, thanks again for joining me. This is Matt McCall, and this is Moneyline. It is Friday, July 31st. It's absolutely amazing. It's going to be August tomorrow. I'm amazed every week when I do this. It seems like the year's flying by, as crazy as it is. Well, we got a mixed market right now. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 75 points. We have the NASDAQ up about 75 points. It's like about a 3/4 percent gain to the upside. S&P is also down slightly, kind of right in the middle of the two. And what we're seeing is we had some amazing numbers last night out of the big tech stocks, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. They all gapped up, all three of them, to new all-time highs this morning. They've since fallen off since that time. Or sorry, Amazon did not at an all-time high, Google all-time high. All at all-time highs and have since pulled back from those levels. Google's actually down now. If you look at Facebook, though, that was probably the one with the better numbers, and that's the one that's holding up the best. It's up about 8% at $252 a share right now. I remember when Facebook was down below 150, we had a portfolio and was pounding the table, like, buy more if you don't have it. If you have some, just get a little bit right here. You had been up almost basically a double from there at that point, just from late going back to 2019. Even early 2020, it was below 150 a share. Now we're up at 252. So I got to tell you, man, these big tech stocks, you could say, well, why is the NASDAQ, why are stocks doing so well? Well, these big tech stocks are showing you why, because the numbers were blockbuster. We're seeing a bit of the buy the rumor, sell the news happening, which means they've rallied into the news. And a lot of times they have the deep breath. All right, earnings were exactly what I wanted. They were great, maybe even better than I wanted. But let's take some off the table and take profits. As a long-term investor, I don't believe in the fact that you should be trying to trade these stocks. Trying to trade Apple is pretty tough, because if you just bought and held Apple through the years, you'd be doing much better than trying to say, well, this quarter is not going to be good. This quarter, they don't have anything new coming out. Oh, the new iPhone came out. Sales weren't as good as they expected, so let's sell it. Just hold it, man. I mean, you're trying to get too nitpicky, unless you're a trader, which 99.9% of you are not. You're normal investors. When you have companies like this, strong companies that have core positions in your portfolio, hold on. Hold on to them. Don't try to play the ups and downs, because you're not going to win. It's not that easy. You're not going to buy it low and sell it high. It just doesn't work that way. I'm telling you, I've tried it. It's not easy. So tech stocks are driving the market today. So we have mixed market heading into the weekend. This will be, though, on pace for the fourth consecutive month of gains, which is pretty fantastic. We had the GDP come out earlier this week for the second quarter, and we expected ugly, but it was really ugly. GDP down 32.9%. Over last year. It's the worst decline we've ever seen since we've been keeping numbers in the history of this country. And again, we knew it was going to happen, because there's no other time in history of the country where they basically shut down business for weeks and weeks. So it was unprecedented, and the numbers will be unprecedented. But again, the market didn't sell off in that, and the NASDAQ's near an all-time high because of the fact that there are still companies that are strong right now, and we realize things are only going to get better. If you look quarter over quarter, from the first quarter to second quarter, GDP fell 10%. Again, by far the worst quarter over quarter drop. I think the second worst going back over the last 60 years, back to the mid-60s, it's actually about, 75 years now. You're looking at about 1.9% quarter over quarter was the worst before that. So I looked at the top 10. The top 10 worst quarter over quarter GDP drops. And what's pretty fascinating about this is it's really, truly bullish. Well, two of them were the last two quarters. So that's two of them. Then two of the 10 were in 08, 09, fourth quarter of 08, first quarter of 09. Two were in end of 57, beginning of 58. Two were in the first two quarters of 49. And then one outlier in 53 and one outlier in 1960. So let's concentrate on the eight that had the doubles, that was two in a row, because we've had two in a row here. So it fits with a little bit of the pattern that we're seeing. Well, let's go back to 49. The next 10 years after those two declines in the first half of 1949, the Dow was up in the next 10 years, 300%. That's a 4X return in the Dow. I'm not talking about a NASDAQ or individual stocks. I'm saying Dow, folks. You look at 1957, 58, fourth quarter, first quarter, respectively. Dow up in the next 10 years, a double. And then 08, 09, fourth quarter of 08, first quarter of 09. Next 10 years, up about 250% in the Dow. And we're here now again. So when I say we're having the roaring 2020s, and people snicker at me, and they say, even before COVID, they'd snicker at me. Say, oh, we just had a good 8, 9, 10 years. Can't happen again. Well, that's complete BS, number one, because they don't understand the market or anything. I mean, I would love to debate that person as to why. And the moment they say, well, it's already gone 10 years, I will pay the tab and I'll walk away, because it shows the fact that they have zero knowledge when it comes to the stock market and how the economy and how stocks work. Because bull markets, I know this is an old adage, but they don't die of old age. Things happen. This bull market ended because of a pandemic. Very short term, it will restart, but that's why it ended. Not because it was 10 years old. It didn't matter if it was 1 year old. That's complete bullshit. It ended because something happened. And you take that away, and we have the trillions of stimulus coming into this market. You look based on history, when times like this happen, they are great buying opportunities. The convergence of technologies such as artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, 5G, electric vehicles, self-driving cars, genetic testing, precision medicine, all this coming together and more. That is why we're going to have the roaring 2020s. That is why you must be in the stock market today and tomorrow and the next day. And the numbers I just showed at you, threw at you right now, is just another reason to be long stocks right now. All right, the Eurozone also had its worst, down 12.1%. So just to give you an idea, this is not just the United States. And we're also in the heart of earnings season. I think about 30 to 40% of the S&P companies reported earnings this week. Three big names I talked about before, the big tech stocks, again, all had really good numbers. Well, you know, so far before, this is before today, it's like 2 days ago, the decline in the earnings year over year for the S&P 500 was about 41%. Believe it or not, that's much better than expected before earnings season started. It looks like revenue is going to increase about 10%. You know, which again, those would be the ugliest quarters really since going back to 2008, and it's going to rival them. So again, earnings typically get ugly and then the market turns around. The market obviously turns around before that though, because the market looks forward. That again is why stocks were hitting high prior to these earnings reports. You're buying into the future, folks. You don't buy into what happened. Don't tell me what happened in COVID. Don't tell me what happened with bad political decisions. It doesn't matter. Where are we going to be in 1, 2, 5, 10 years from now? Because that's what you're investing for. What happened in the past is relevant. We can take that and learn from it, but that's all. That is it. Learn from it, from your mistakes and from your accomplishments. Learn from both. So earnings looking back doesn't help me. Let's look ahead. And then let's talk about COVID for a minute, because we have to. I just got back last night. I was in California. I was in LA, Santa Monica, doing some video shoots. I have a really exciting product we're launching here in a month. So we're out there doing that. Then I went to San Francisco, met with the company. Great things going on out there. But it was kind of crazy, because there you had to wear a mask really everywhere. Now, we were in Beverly Hills for a little while, and you actually had to wear a mask outside. I mean, I thought that was pretty crazy, because you know, I think fresh air, if there's nobody near you, is probably pretty damn healthy, instead of breathing my you know, carbon dioxide. But you know, it is what it is. So things are pretty nuts out there. But again, you still saw, we went out to dinner, sat outside, nothing inside. We had a group of colleagues of mine out there, and I'll tell you, as ugly as it was, it seemed like LA slash Santa Monica, we were saying, was doing a little better than San Fran. Not to get into politics or San Fran at all, but I will say, you know, I used to love San Francisco. It's disgusting. No offense to people who live there. It is absolutely gross. Something's going on. I don't know if it's the governor or the mayor, but I mean, just the amount of homelessness is just downright sad. And the drug addicts walking around. Every corner we turned around, it was really freaking gross. I will not go back there until they get something fixed. So COVID is obviously having an issue on that. And I hope they fix it soon for all my friends that are out there in California. So one more thing before we get into some of the topics. And that is, we are having a bit of a pullback in the market. And Like I said, the Nasdaq's breaking out, but we individual stocks, we're seeing a bit of a pullback for a lot of them. And we're seeing, you know, the Dow and the S&P pull back from its highs, and that's okay. And what I want to tell you is we can't go straight up. We have to remember where we were third week of March. I mean, most people were selling stocks, getting out, looking to go short, thinking the world's going to end. We're going to be in a pandemic forever. And, you know, the market since that time has rallied dramatically. We can't go straight up, folks. You know, we have to take a breather. So if we see consolidation, 5, 6, 7% pullback from a high, that is okay. It's gonna hurt because your stock's gonna come down, but it's okay. It's better for the long term because you can't go up every day. So again, I say this often, but if you can't weather a 5, 6% pullback in the overall market or your portfolio, give your money to somewhere else to have them manage it because I want you to stay in the market. Or if you really truly can't sleep at night, then you got to get out until you read books and educate yourself and realize it's part of investing. And there's the only way for you to really make money in the market is to weather those ups and downs. You can't, it's not going to be roses every day. So please, please, please remember that. If you can't do it yet, get out, but I would prefer you stay in and just give it to a professional for this time being to let him or her take care of it for you, because I want you to stay in the market because I think there's such great opportunity in the roaring 2020s. You don't want to be out, folks. All that being said, if you have cash on the sidelines, and I have some cash on the sidelines for clients here at Penn Financial Group where I manage people's money, patience is okay. Patience is a true virtue. In life, I do not wait in line. In life, I'm the most impatient man in the world. I walk fast, I wanna get to where the hell I'm going. When it comes to stock market, I'm one of the most patient people you'll ever meet. Because if you wait for these pullbacks, you wait for this consolidation, that is when you find great opportunities, folks. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking for a little bit of pullback. I have not been overly aggressive. Looking for these pullbacks to buy into because I think we're gonna have some great opportunities. And I'm gonna talk about biotech stocks in a moment here. And biotech stocks right now look amazing. Amazing. But I'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to biotech stocks and the amazing opportunity, I wanna talk about something that's going on next week. And boy, this is fun. So next Wednesday, Louis Navalier, which many of you know, a colleague of mine, has a bunch of newsletters here at Investor Place as well. Louis Navalier and I, we do some things together. I've known Louis for quite some time. You know, he's been in the business, I think, what, 30, 40 years. He's a OG, as they call him. He's a legend in there. He's one of the first guys using computers and AI to come up with stocks way back in his dorm room in California. It's crazy. The guy's been around a long time. Genius. So him and I have gotten together. We got together last year in December, and we put out our top portfolio. I think there's 11 or 12 stocks in there. We call it the Power Portfolio. And so far, as of yesterday, we put out our issue yesterday, that portfolio is beating the market by like 8x. I think we're up 16% versus the market up 2 since that time frame. So crushing it, which is great. So we're very happy about that. I mean, more than you want to believe, be happy about that, because that was the whole purpose of what we're doing, to beat the market. Well, we've had a bit of a discussion, a lot of it obviously via remote, about Bitcoin and about stocks. He knows I'm extremely bullish on stocks, and so is he. So he's like, you know, Matt, the Dow's going to 40,000. I said, okay, I don't doubt it's going to 40,000 at all. I don't know the time frame, but yeah, it's gonna go there in the near future. And he said somehow the topic came up, we started talking about Bitcoin. I said, I bet you this. I said, Bitcoin will get to 40,000 before the Dow, just because I think we're setting up right now for a major breakout in cryptocurrencies and altcoins. And he laughed at me, like it makes fun of me, as he always does. So we got going, and this was about a month or two ago. And on Wednesday night, we're having a debate where we're debating who will get there first. It's called the Race to 40,000, Dow or Bitcoin. And again, I'm extremely bullish on stocks. You all know that. But I just think you have to have some Bitcoin. And if I was dealt a hand where I had to pick Bitcoin or stocks, which will get to 40,000 first, I'd say Bitcoin. Would I put all my money into Bitcoin over stocks? Absolutely not. It's way too risky. I mean, I love stocks. I own a ton of stocks. I also own Bitcoin. I own both. So that's why I play it. But if I had to pick, I think Bitcoin gets there first. So we're having a bit of a debate. It's going to be great. One of our friends, Jessica Naziri, she's going to be hosting it. So please tune in. That's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock East Coast time. Go to investorplace.com. You can sign up right there. Our pictures pop up when you go there. But boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. You got to tune in and watch that. So Bitcoin right now, let's talk about that for a minute, is breaking out on the charts. It's above 11,000 right now, looking really strong, folks. So I'm loving the action that we were seeing here. But the Dow also looks strong too, so that's where you're kind of conflicted. So you want to have exposure to both. So I own Bitcoin, but the bigger thing that I see here is the altcoins. That's a smaller coins, alternative coins it stands for. Basically, anything besides Bitcoin and Ethereum to me are altcoins. Some are bigger than others, obviously, but these alternative coins, they're basically software. So you're buying into the software of the roaring 2020s. And if anybody knows about investing in software prior to this, in the 90s and 2000s, software has been one of the best wealth creators in the history of the last several decades. It's amazing software companies have done stock-wise. So let's go back to January 7th for a moment. That's when I launched my altcoin portfolio. Since that time, the portfolio, there's 11 altcoins in there. It's several double. We've had a lot go up 100%. That's a double. A couple go up 200%. Big win. This is just since January 7th. So the overall portfolio on average right now is up 100%. So it's a double, which is amazing. Like if you told me that, I'd be like, I'm more than happy. I am happy. I'm so happy for our subscribers. In the same time frame, Bitcoin's up about 37%. Gold's up about 27%. And the Dow's down 8%. So if this trend continues, I'm going to blow Louis out of water. It's going to be, we're going to be at 40,000 before you know it. So the way I look at this is, I look and say to myself, well, where could this be if the Bitcoin does get to 40,000? Well, first of all, the Dow has to go about 52% to get to 40,000. Bitcoin has to go up 256%. So I'm basically saying Bitcoin will go up 250% before the Dow goes up 50. And again, if they hit it about the same time, I wouldn't be surprised either. Well, if I look at it that way, and I think that that in that time frame between now and Bitcoin going to 40K, that the altcoins, at a minimum, in my opinion, will do twice as good as Bitcoin. Right now, it's doing about 2.5 times better than Bitcoin. But just say it does twice as good. Well, that's a 250% gain from here for Bitcoin. So that would make it a 500% gain from here. Well, considering we're already up 100% in the altcoin portfolio, you go from 1 to 2. 2 is up by 500%. Just you could do the math here, folks. You're looking at a potential 6 times 2, which is 12. You start with 1. That means you'd be 12x your original investment. So if your original investment is 10,000, your end investment would be 120,000. 10 to 120. That is if Bitcoin hits 40 G's, and if I'm right and the altcoins at least double, and again, I think they do much more. The portfolio doubles what Bitcoin does. That puts us right there from January 7th to whenever this happens, up a 12X. So there's still opportunity in altcoins. There's so much more upside and potential. So that's where I stand right now. Again, a lot of people ask me, well, what's going on with altcoins if they're down for 2 days, 3 days a week? Folks, things do not go up every day. Like, I get frustrated because it's ridiculous. If I ask for what stocks do we talk about, it's always of the 60 stocks we have, it's the 3 that are down. It's okay for stocks to be down. Worry about your stocks going up too if you're gonna worry. You have to get over this or you're never, ever gonna be successful. And I want you to be successful. So you have to have a little, I'm giving a little bit of tough love here because in reality is, if you can't learn to sit there and watch your portfolio go down from day to day, because it's going to happen. It's unrealistic to think that it won't. If you can't handle it, you need to figure your shit out. Because I want you to be in the market. I want you to make money. But you have to be realistic. Educate yourself, folks. Read. All right. Enough rant here on Friday. Sorry, I didn't sleep much last night. Jet lag coming back. Biotech stocks. Everybody knows how bullish I'm on biotech stocks. Now, let's take a look at a chart of the IBB. That is the NASDAQ Biotech ETF. It's down right now about 2.3% today. But from the high that we hit in the middle of July, we're down about 9%. That level was the highest level ever. That was an all-time high. So what happened on this chart is, we take a look at a longer term chart, which hopefully we can get up on the screen here for you. Since 2015, we hit a high in 2015. We went sideways through 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 5 years of consolidation. We finally broke out earlier this year. We broke out above that resistance level. The longer that you consolidate, the bigger the breakout will eventually be. Well, 5-year consolidation is pretty damn long for a sector. We broke out, but what typically happens is one of my favorite trend patterns ever. Especially when I said swing trade back in the day, and swing trading could be a couple of weeks to a year, or even 2 years, if the trend continues. It's what's called a breakout pullback. The stock breaks out, or the sector, the ETF in this case, or the index, breaks out, and it usually runs right through that resistance. And a lot of times it pulls back. When you have resistance, let's call it a ceiling, right? You pump up against your ceiling, that's resistance. And your floor you're staying on is your support. Well, when you break through the ceiling, and I went to the next floor, what happens? I land on this floor. So that resistance turns into support. So you bust through it and you pull back down. That's your support. We're pulling back right now to the support level on IBB, on the NASDAQ Biotech Index. This is creating, to me, amazing opportunities. The RSI, which is called the Relative Strength Index, it measures between 0 and 100. 0 to 30 is oversold. We are back down oversold again. We're at 20 on my reading. That is going to be the second lowest that we've seen going back to a pullback that we had in late January. I don't buy when it just gets down there. Once it starts to turn around, I'll give it a buy. Same thing with the overall chart. Once we find a bottom, I'll wait for a day or two for it to come up. But what I'm seeing here is such great opportunity in a lot of biotech stocks that are following a very similar pattern, that are pulling back, that look like great buying opportunities right now. So I'm just going to go through a couple, but before I get into that, keep in mind that this is an election year. Typically, people get worried about biotech stocks. Typically, they're not up at all. They're still up. It's still the best performing sector out there. But people get concerned about biotech stocks because typically it's an issue when it comes to a presidential election about raising prices for drugs, or you know, you can't do that anymore. We're going to go after the drug companies. They're bad people. I don't see it happening this time around. One, Trump's not going to do it. And I don't think Biden will either, because right now the focus is on the amazing progress that we're making in looking for a vaccine for COVID. So suddenly going after these companies that have put everything aside to come up with a vaccine, it's not going to go over well. I just don't see it happening. So to me, I think it's going to be a non-issue when it comes to this time around. And just to show you, you know, follow the money, right, folks? Well, the proceeds from biotech IPOs in 2020 already passed the proceeds last year, and last year was a decent year. VC money, venture capital money coming to biotech this year, almost higher than last year. Again, last year was a good year. So big, big money's coming into this sector. That's a great thing. Again, an 8, 9% pullback from an all-time high, that's part of just the job. It's what happens. You can't play that game, get the hell out. So let's take a look at a couple of stocks that people have asked about and other ones I pulled up. One is AIMT. It's been in the news. They had earnings this week. It says Aimmune Therapeutics, down again today, down another 8.5%. I love this stock. This is the only approved drug for peanut allergies. It got approved late last year. The problem is that they cannot get it into the allergist's office because most people are not going to their allergist right now. That will end. So buying down here, I think this is a double in the next 12 months. I think this is an absolute easy double from down here in the next 12 months, because you're gonna start seeing later this year, early next year, the numbers coming in extremely strong, and it's gonna explode. So to me, people are selling this off. Sometimes things don't make sense, and this one doesn't make sense to me. Another one that I talked about in a True Wealth video that's floating around on the internet right now is Acadia Pharmaceuticals, ACAD. They had some news come out on their phase 3 trial. I talked about this 2 weeks ago. It was subpar news. At the same time, they have so much other things going on. All they need is one more bit of good news. Again, I think it's a great buying opportunity down here in the low 40s. Again, think long term. When it comes to biotech, we've had so many like healthcare, future of healthcare, biotech winners in the last year, and they've just hit. They all don't hit right away. Sometimes you have to be patient. These are two examples of biotechs you want to be patient with. Another one that we have been patient with, that we have in a portfolio as well, is CRISPR Therapeutics, CRSP. And this is the leader when it comes to CRISPR-Cas9, which is genetic editing. And their drugs are pretty far off from being approved, a couple years, but the news that's been coming out of it's been great. It's recently pulled back from an all-time high, which is amazing, the CRISPR stocks. And again, huge support between 78 and 80, stocks at 84 right now. But it was just right near 100 just about 3 weeks ago. RSI mentioned, if it's below 30, it's oversold. It only goes down to zero. It's at 16 right now. You're seeing these stocks really getting beaten up. Again, long-term plays, buy on weakness, folks. As hard as it is, that's when you want to buy. And then a new stock that I just came across when I was doing some research before this Principia Biopharma, PRNB. Very interesting looking chart. I have to look into a little bit more, but it went public in 2018. Consolidated, huge news, big breakout, middle of June, has since pulled back. It's got a ton of support, a little bit lower, down around the 75 area. It's around 82 and change right now. But again, this is one of those charts where big breakout and big volume, pullback on light volume. It's just people consolidating. It's people maybe taking some profits. Buyers taking a breather until the stock comes down. The professionals will not chase. The retail people will. Look for it to pull back a little. And that's what we're seeing with this. So that's another one to keep an eye on as well. So biotech stocks, man, they look fantastic right now. Last section we'll get into. Actually, I have two more sections. Next one, though, we're gonna take our stock questions. We're going to talk about sports because there's some sports stocks you need to keep an eye on. With the NBA season kicking off last night, we have the NHL kicking off tomorrow. I'm more excited about that. Major League Baseball, of course, kicked off about a week and a half ago. My team's played three games because the team they played against got COVID, so they're not playing. The Phillies are just sitting at home right now, which is just absolutely ridiculous. But let's get into your stock questions. We had a couple coming in. One is BTAI. Again, a stock we have in a portfolio. BioXcel Therapeutics, BTAI. We have it in the newsletter. Down today 4% to 46.46. Just 2.5 weeks ago, this was at an all-time high. And this stock was rocking and rolling up at $71.50 a share. Well, it hit two things. One, the biotech pullback we've had in the last 2.5 weeks. Two, they did a secondary where they raised money at $50 a share. It happens all the time. Biotechs need to continue to raise money. And the reason they have to do that is because they need to fund the R&D for the drugs that come out. It's just the pattern. That's a business model. Well, typically you're gonna do that when you sell shares when the share price is higher because you get more money. So after some good news in one of its trials, the stock was gapped up to an all-time high, started pulling back a little bit with the sell-off in biotech, company goes and does a secondary. Again, great buying opportunity. Ton of support in the mid-40s here. We saw a similar action of this back in February, gapped up, pulled back, took off again. So again, think long-term. BioXcel Therapeutics is one of my favorite stocks out there right now. So please, you have to think big picture here and stop thinking about, you know, today, tomorrow, next week. Oh my God, I just bought this, it's down. Somebody sent me I'm not gonna mention a stock, but an email recently, you know, about a stock. He's like, this stock is killing my portfolio. And I looked at it, and it's in our newsletter. And I said, okay, the stock's down about 20% or so. And then I thought to myself, well, if he owned the portfolio like we tell people to do, the portfolio's crushing the market. But of course, you don't follow directions and that's what happens. So I'm not calling people out, but you have to follow directions. That's what we do. You know, when I say we're up this much, it's because I built a portfolio based on our objectives. Not for you to go out and pick whichever one you want. You can, it's your money, but then don't come back at me and say, hey, I'm down on this, because our portfolio's up. If you can't do it again, find somebody to do it for you. That's all I have to say, because I want you to be in the market. So BTAI, again, just a stock that's pulling back. Please just be patient. I mean, you have to be patient. If I look at the stock, you know, to me, the analysts, not even just me, the analysts out there, they're predicting that in the next 4 years, this stock's making nearly $10 a share in earnings. Well, if it's at 46 bucks now, and we base that out on that, it's trading at a PE ratio of 4.6. I mean, that's insane. That's a 10 bagger from here. So just please think big picture, all right? All right, so BTAI is one. Teladoc, people keep asking about that. That was one that I shared with the world, but we were in way before that. That's in our newsletter back. We got in the 40s. It's at 234 bucks a share today. Hit 240 earlier in the morning, and that was a new all-time high. Stock continues to rock. I mean, again, it's one you just let it go. I mean, this is an amazing company, and boy, is it fun to watch. Another one is people are asking about the SPACs, the SPAC, which is Special Purpose Acquisition Companies or corporations. And we had a couple more deals be announced this week. One is stock that I own that I'm not gonna mention, I own for myself. I had a deal, and there's a couple others, they continue to come out. So we're gonna put together a report on SPACs that we're gonna put out there for free. So that should be out soon. I'll keep you abreast of when that comes out, but that should be coming out soon because there's a lot of headlines going on there. And as I mentioned last week, I think this is a new way for companies to go public. screw the IPO process. It's too lengthy. It's too costly. The people who make all the money are the big wigs. This is much better for the investors to go this route and for the companies themselves. We talked about the biotech breakout already. And then one more stock that people were asking about was IDXX. And they just had earnings last night. And this is IDEX Laboratories. IDXX is a symbol. It's up 7% today. It's actually holding on to its gains, even with the market drifting lower from the highs. At an all-time high, about $400 a share. This stock's amazing. If you would have bought this stock 20 years ago, you would have made over 100 times your money. So $5,000 in IDEX back in 2000 would be worth over $500,000 now. And again, just think about what you did with $5,000 20 years ago that you wasted on crap. You put it into companies like this, you just need one to hit and you have $500,000. So pretty fascinating, huge beat. Earnings per share were up big. Revenue's only up 2%, but again, much better considering what's going on with COVID. And the fact that the revenue is up at all is amazing to me because they make diagnostic tests for pets, dogs, cats, other types of animals, a huge player in that sector. And of course, with COVID, there's not as many people taking their pets to the vet as you would normally, I mean, for checkups and testing, you know, for emergencies, of course, but outside of that, probably not. So again, seeing a company that should be getting hit during COVID, holding up and doing well, great sign. And it's a reason it's going to a new all-time high. I wouldn't chase it here. I never like to buy or highlight that. You look for a pullback, but boy, this is clearly a leader. And again, consolidated for a while, about a year until breaking out about 2 months ago. Look for some pullback, look for some weakness, buy and weakness. If it doesn't, you miss this one. We'll get the next one. And you know, there's always another train coming around next day. All right, one more topic. We're gonna wrap it up. Sports are back, which I love. I mean, I cannot wait for the NHL to kick off. My Flyers, I think, are gonna do real well this year. I did watch the Lakers and the Clippers last night because I couldn't sleep. I was up late, and it's so weird watching with no fans. I don't enjoy it at all, and I'm not a fan of the Lakers, so having to watch them was tough enough. But I got to tell you, it's just not the same. I don't know. Then we have baseball, which they haven't messed with COVID already. My Phillies are done playing for right now. They suspended two series already, or postponed two series. So we'll see how that ends up working out. We'll see what happens with college football, college sports. A lot of places are canceling already, so we'll see again what happens. But I'm optimistic that we continue to play, and I want to see this. But where I see big upside potential is sports gambling. You know, there's a lot of sports gamblers out there that are jonesing to get back with the NBA, the NHL, and we have baseball now. Hopefully college football and the NFL is right around the corner. But the companies want to keep an eye on. I've talked about this one a lot. MSGS, which is Madison Square Garden Sports, own the Knicks and the Rangers. The number one most valued franchise in each of the leagues. Knicks aren't back because their season's over. They were not good enough to make the bubble. But the Rangers are back. I'm not rooting for them as a Flyers fan, but the Rangers will be back in play tomorrow or Sunday. Not quite sure when their series kicks off. But they're back in it. And I think that you're going to see just these sports companies that have gotten beaten down. As long as we get back to normal next year, this could be a potential double in 12 to 18 months, and I would not be surprised buying it down here. Churchill Downs is one we have in a newsletter, CHDN. Loving this, had some great numbers out recently, some good news of its expansion of its sports betting. So it's actually held up really well. I like this one as well. Penn Gaming, no exposure to that right now. Penn Gaming owns about 36% of Barstool Sports. So this is one to keep an eye on, not far from a yearly high on this. It's up over tenfold from the low that it hit in March already. But if this breaks above 40, this thing's taken off. That's one to keep an eye on. Of course, there's DraftKings when it comes to gambling and to fantasy sports. DKNG, this was a SPAC, don't forget. A SPAC at $10, and now it's at $33. It's getting hit today, down 5%. That's one to keep an eye on as well. A little lofty in price and valuation, but it is one to keep an eye on. And then one more. This is one that owns FanDuel, which is the big competitor to DraftKings, as well as this was formed from a merger from a couple of UK companies and the Stars Group. They also own Poker Stars. They own a bunch of stuff. There's two symbols, PDYPY and PDYPF are the two ADRs that trade in the United States. But boy, this is trading right near high. I mean, this is one we have in our sports gambling basket as well. Again, you have to buy the whole basket. So I'm not giving it away by talking about one or two because you can't buy one or two. It doesn't work that way. You got to buy the basket. But this stock is doing well. And this is with FanDuel and just their presence around the world with gambling. It's fascinating to me. So this is one you want to keep an eye on as well. So again, folks, sports are back. We'll end on that. But just to wrap up real quick, kind of the gist of this, if you can handle pullbacks, and we're not even in the midst of a bad pullback, you know, but if the biotech pullback really bothers you, please just figure it out. I want you to be able to sleep at night. That's number one. I want you to not worry about it, but I want you to be in the market at the same time. And again, if it comes down to calling somebody to help you and getting an financial advisor for now, I think you should do it, because maybe you put the onus on them and you walk away and trust them to do that. You know, that's what I see this all the time, you know, because I obviously have the newsletter business and then with Investor Place, and then I have Penn Financial Group, which is my money management firm. So a lot of people say, Matt, I want you to manage it. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I can't sleep at night. And that's why I'm there. So yeah, you have to look at this both ways. I mean, it's every person is different. So I'm not going to tell you what's right for you, but I will say we want you in the market. That is the bottom line. Be in the market. And more importantly, enjoy sports this weekend. Enjoy your family, your loved ones. Go out there, give somebody a hug. Tell them you love them. Slap them on the behind and say, great to see you. But anyway, this has been Matt McCall.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.